more than 241,000 livelihood empowerment against poverty, also known as LEAP beneficiaries, are expected to be registered onto the National Health Insurance Scheme. The NAMA constitutes 35% of the remaining beneficiaries. Already, 65% have been captured. The registration, which is a collaboration between the LEAP program and the National Health Insurance Authority, will be carried out in 187 LEAP districts. There will be a launch by the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection tomorrow here in Accra to capture these beneficiaries. According to the Deputy Director of the LEAP program, William Niuni, those whose NHIS cards have expired will also be renewed. We are now joined on the line by Mr. Niuni to tell us more about the launch. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah.
Why the launch again when you have registered about 65% of beneficiaries?
Yeah, the launch, like you correctly said, we've covered 65% of the LEAP beneficiaries and we are left with 35%. There is the need to sensitize the public on the NHIS registration of LEAP beneficiaries because that category forms comes under the exempt category under the National Health Insurance Scheme. So for every LEAP household that has been registered or benefiting from the LEAP grant, that household needs to be linked to what we call complementary service. And the NHIS, in our parlance, is a complementary service. So tomorrow's launch is to sensitize the public and then especially beneficiary communities and beneficiaries themselves so that they go to the registration centers, which will be mounted by officials of the National Health Insurance Scheme. Already, we started with the registration in the southern regions of the central, western, border, and then greater Accra region. Sensitization has been done, and this is ongoing. So tomorrow is just the peak of it to sensitize the entire population and let them know that they have to do the registration.
Which communities will you be targeting this time?
Yeah, we are targeting all LEAP communities. And like you said in your intro, we are looking at beneficiaries who are not registered on the National Health Insurance and then those whose cards are also expired. So we are looking at all the LEAP communities in the 187 districts across Ghana.
If I can ask you, what should the beneficiaries expect in all these?
Yeah, in all these, like I have said, ultimate aim of the LEAP program is to reduce extreme poverty among the extreme poor, who are the orphans and vulnerable children, the elderly 65 and above, and then persons with severe disabilities, as well as extreme pregnant mothers and then children under 2 years of age. So they are to expect an increased access to health services because that is one of the key specific objectives of the LEAP program. The others are to increase household consumption, linkage to complementary service, and then increase access to school enrollment, retention, and attendance. So in this particular instance, we are looking at an increased access so that their health status will be improved because the cash grants that are given to them is not enough to take care of health needs beyond the National Health Insurance Scheme. So the health needs of the beneficiaries will be improved.
We have to thank you very much, Mr. William Niuni.